Hi everyone, this is Arzo, and you're listening to the Sexy Boss Babe Podcast, Season 2, Episode 11. Today's topic is on mindset. Mindset is so important to every aspect of what we do, in our jobs, in our homes, and in our relationships. Mindset affects our own self-image and our own beliefs in ourselves, whether they're limiting or expanding. I talk about mindset a lot in a lot of my podcast episodes, how we can change our mindset. And if we have a negative mindset, whether it's related to body positivity or self-body image, whatever it is, sometimes it's necessary to change or shift that mindset. So there's a lot of different theories about mindset, and there are some authors that have written different books. There is this ongoing discussion about a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. And what's the difference? Fixed mindsets are typically a little bit more traditional. It's kind of like the old school way of thinking. And it's basically founded in limited beliefs. If I can only know to the degree of what my knowledge allows me to know, or if I make a mistake, that means I don't know how to do better. This is just, you know, to the extent of what I know. And that's kind of sort of the fixed mindset, where it's kind of, another way that I would call it in just regular conversation would be negative mindset, having a negative mindset. And that has a negative connotation to it. So I don't know if that's the best way of describing it. Maybe a fixed mindset is a better way of saying it. But it's that it's having those constricted, confined, limited ways of thinking. On the opposite side, you have what's called a growth mindset, and what I like to call a positive mindset. And in a growth mindset, mistakes, challenges, or setbacks don't limit you. You use them as opportunities to learn, to develop, and grow, and to do better. Having a growth mindset or a positive mindset is typically will serve you better in life. Typically, people that have a growth mindset achieve more in their lives and achieve more success. There's an author, I think her name is Carol Dweck, if I'm saying it right. She wrote a book about mindset. Carol Dweck. Her book is called Mindset, and she talks about the growth mindset versus the fixed mindset. And regardless of which side you're on, it can affect how you live your life and how you see things. And I had a relationship where my partner has had a very limited or fixed mindset, whereas I'm a growth mindset type of person. I don't let challenges stop me. I will always look for solutions and ways around and ways to overcome. And he always had a fixed mindset. So we would always bicker about situations because we would handle them differently, where I would immediately jump to problem solving and looking for alternative ways or pivoting, and he would look at the situation thinking, well, there's no really way to fix this, let's just move on. And it was like abandoning it or giving up, or you know, whatever. And so that ended up being kind of a major problem in our relationship, was that difference in the way that he handled situations versus I handled situations, or how we even saw things, because it ended up kind of dampering or hindering my you know, kind of thought process. And you know, we all have friends or family that have you know, possibly a fixed mindset, or a negative mindset. And just aside from that too, I want to address mindset with regards to negative self-talk. And I think it's one of those things where, we have voices in our heads that we have grown up with, and the voice in our head, like the voice in my head is usually my mom, and I love her, but she grew up with that kind of fixed mentality and that negative mindset. And so, very highly critical, very judgmental. And that's the natural mindset and or the voice that comes in my head when I face certain challenges or I do certain things in my life. It's my mom's voice, you know, like, you know, no, you can't do this, or this is too difficult, or, you know, whatever it is. And I've had to do a lot of reprogramming of my own mindset to not hear that voice and to hear a different voice. And that's kind of like doing the work. If you want to have a healthier mindset, because the thing about life and trying to achieve goals and overcoming obstacles is we have plenty of our own negative self-talk and the voices of those around us, you know, well-meaning people oftentimes, right? Like, for example, like my mom, let's take her as an example. My mom loves me, right? When she says things, it's out of love and it's out of trying to protect you. And I recognize that. And all those things are fear-based. And those fears, you know, if we go back to our ancestors and when we're hunters and gatherers, that fear-based thinking is a very fight or flight thinking mentality. And it's stuck with us because it's meant to keep us alive. It's meant for us to survive. And we're not in a fight or flight circumstance or environment anymore. In the better sense of that idea. But our brains tend to operate in that same way. So we kind of have to short circuit our brain or find a workaround to outsmart the natural way that our brain thinks. And the way to doing that is to change the mindset. And I've talked about this in multiple podcast episodes of creating new neural pathways. And one of the ways of doing that is creating new thoughts. So I'm just going to use an example and share an exercise on how to change that mindset. So let's use an example of negative self-talk. The scenario is being in a classroom and the instructor is giving a lecture. Maybe he or she opens up the floor to questions or sharing feedback in your perspective. And you get this feeling in the pit of your stomach that you have this idea that you want to share and you want to raise your hand, but you kind of don't and you hesitate. And there's a negative self-talk in your mind saying, oh, don't share this. What if you look stupid in front of everybody? What if you look dumb? Or what if people laugh at you? So you don't share it and you don't speak up and you keep it to yourself. That's an example of a negative self-talk that's going to affect your situation. You could have had a brilliant idea that you could have shared with the rest of the class and it could have opened a whole amazing discussion, but now that's not going to happen because you didn't, raise your voice and you didn't share your perspective. It could have been a really cool idea, but now nobody's going to know about it because you didn't share it. So, and you could have had a really cool answer that nobody else had thought of. So how do you stop yourself from doing that or not do that again and be the person that raises their voice and like says something? So one of the activities that I like to do when you're changing that negative self-talk, is making a list and writing things down. And I make lists and I write things down for a lot of things. It's very helpful getting things from your mind onto a piece of paper to organize it and kind of create a plan of action. So write down that negative self-talk. So in that example, what was the negative self-talk? It was, oh, I'm going to get laughed at, or, oh, my idea might be dumb or not well received. You don't know if it is or not, but that's just your negative self-talk. So write that down. And then on the kind of do three columns. So the first column is write down the negative self-talk. The second column is write down the scenario or situation that caused or triggered that negative self-talk. So the situation was I was in a classroom. There was a classroom discussion. So that you know what triggered that. And the third column That's your transformation column. It's your mindset transformation column. That's the column that you're going to write the new and positive or growth-minded self-talk in that column. So for this particular example, you could write in the transformation column something along the lines of, I'm intelligent, I'm smart, I have bright ideas, and I should share my perspective with others. So now you have that. And now you have a little row of information and data that helps you remember one of your negative self-talks, a situation that had happened, and your transformation positive mindset. And you can start doing this right away and start just jotting it down. Keep a little notebook with you. And whenever you have a negative self-thought or negative self-talk, do that little exercise. And just keep adding to the list. Keep adding to the list and read them. Read them at the end of the week. Read them every day. Go through your list. And just what this does, what this activity does, is it allows you to acknowledge when it's happening. So the next time that the negative self-talk happens, you remember, oh, this is negative self-talk. So the first part, like we always say, any path to change, step one is awareness. So this activity, part of it is the awareness, because now you're aware that you're doing it. And when you're aware, you can catch yourself. And when you can catch yourself, you can start to eventually focus more on that transformational column aspect of it. And that, through that transformational column, is how you're going to create that new neural pathway, because you're going to be focused on the positive self-talk aspect. I've done this a lot throughout my life, and there's actually, I'll share with you what I actually used. There's a book called I Can Do It, and it's by, I want to say, Lois Hayes. And there's a CD or an audiobook you can listen to in the car while you're driving. And she talks about, you know, a lot of her experiences of having negative self-talk throughout her life, being a child in school and drawing, you know, doing a drawing and the teacher saying that the drawing wasn't good enough and it was ugly. And again, her experience, she's a lot older, so her experiences were like in like the 40s and 50s. And, you know, I don't think that kind of thing happens in school anymore for the most part. But those were some of her limiting beliefs. And so she always thought she was like not a good artist. And so she was, you know, she never pursued that. Once she overcame her negative self-talk, she ended up becoming an artist in her 50s and 60s and doing pottery and paintings and all these things. And it was because she believed in herself, took some classes, practiced, and just got better. And all of a sudden, here she is, and she's an artist, and she had one of the biggest fears in her life was, like, that she sucked at art, because some dumb teacher told her that she did when she was a kid. So those kinds of things, those experiences from when we're younger or whatever, they can have damaging effects that are lasting throughout our life. And so some of those limiting beliefs that we have about ourselves, they're not even beliefs that we came up with ourselves. It was someone else told us something about ourselves and we believed them. And so that's the thing about growth mindset or positive mindset. It's, I mean, reject other people's opinions and ideas. Believe in yourself and form a positive mindset. There's so much negativity around, and I'm sure all of us have various goals in our lives that we want to achieve, whatever they are, whether it's health and fitness, whether it's business, whether it's career, whether it's academic, whatever your goals are, you know, and they could be spiritual. Negative self-talk will stop you in your tracks. That's why it's so dangerous to allow negative self-talk to exist and to linger. Now, this doesn't mean that you shouldn't have a some kind of a check and balance to protect yourself and to make sure you're not going too far, or you're not going to do something that's going to hurt yourself. So I'm not talking about extreme situations like that. I'm talking about just that general, simple, day-to-day limiting beliefs that we have that keeps us from taking that step, that keeps us from wanting to sign up for that dance class that we always had wanted to, or that film class, or taking up a new activity because we're not sure if we could do it. So again, it all just starts with mindset. And I'll share another mindset story with you guys. I've shared this a little bit throughout maybe different podcasts, probably in season one, but I was in an abusive relationship for a while. And once I left that relationship, I felt very lost. I felt lost in myself, and my confidence was down. And it took me a while to get past that, to get past those feelings and to get past the pain from that situation. And I just remember when I was in that relationship, it kept me from so many things. And once I got out and once I started going through the healing process, I thought to myself, there were so many things that I missed out on, or I didn't get to do, or I was afraid that I would never get to do because I was in this unsafe situation and environment. And so I ended up making a list of all the things that I ever wanted to do in my life, no matter how absurd it sounded. And I started making the list. And some of those things, I knew I might be able to do those within the next few weeks, some of them within the next year, some of them maybe not for another 5 or 10 years. But the point was to make the list and to just know that it's possible. Most of those things are possible, and to go after them. And one of the greatest things that I did for myself, I would randomly add things to my list as they came to me. And I one day saw a picture of a lady on a sailboat, like on a cover of a magazine. And I looked at it and I thought, oh, that looks really neat. Like, I want to be on a sailboat. How do I do that? And so I started researching and I found some sailing schools nearby. And I called and I asked, you know, how does this work and what do you need? And they told me the cost and, you know, how many days and the structure of the class. And they had a class that was just like filling up and the next class wasn't going to happen for a couple of months. And I knew I needed to get on that class. So I just begged and pleaded and they put me on the wait list. And it turns out there was a few other people that wanted to be in the class too. So they ended up opening up an extra class. So I was able to join within the next week. That experience was a changing point for me. We did an hour of an instruction and learning about sailing. So you learn what's called the points of sail. There are different, like, it's kind of like, I'm just going to share this just because it's kind of interesting. But if you look at a clock, there's different points of where to move the boat from the bow side, from the front side, from the tip. And how you can capture the wind in the sails to help your boat move. So I was learning this whole new like language of sailing. And so we'd spend like a couple hours or an hour or so doing classroom instruction, and then we'd get on the boat and go out into the water in small groups of like 4 with an instructor. And so I would just focus and pay attention to like the instruction. And then we get on the boat and then we would apply what we learned that same day. And we take turns. And what I learned was absolutely incredible. I was learning a whole new skill, something that I had never been on a sailboat before until that point. And all of a sudden, through the course of the class, and then finally towards the end, and you know, once we got certified and everything, I was able to sail a boat with just the wind, like make the boat move in the ocean, above, you know, hundreds and hundreds of feet. It was the most, and it is one of the like most craziest, most interesting, adventurous, exciting things I've ever done. And what it did for my confidence was pretty incredible, because knowing that I could maneuver a ship without an engine and maneuver it and manipulate the direction of it any way that I wanted, it was pretty intense, and it was very solidifying for me. And then not only that, being able to be the skipper or the captain of your ship, and command a crew and choose somebody to be your first mate and give them instruction and tell your crew what to do. And it becomes a team effort, and everybody does something to help tack, which is changing direction, or help raising the sails, or, you know, steering. And it's very powerful, and you just gain this different perspective. And the confidence that I gained from that transcended into so many other aspects of my life. And at the core, it was a mindset game, right? I came from this relationship that broke me. And a few months later, I ended up finding an inner sense of confidence, because I just had a growth mindset, right? I didn't just stay in this place of like, well, this bad thing happened to me, I'm a victim, I'm sad. Yes, I experienced something negative, but I wasn't going to let that limit me. I wasn't going to let that just be my story and keep me from experiencing life and keep me from living and keep me from finding my self-esteem and keep me from finding confidence in myself and in my abilities. And that's the power of mindset. And I ended up going on to join a charity organization and becoming president of the board, leading people, strategizing for the organization. And again, all of those things, I might have not been the person to have been able to do those things if it wasn't for having a growth mindset. And sometimes I think we also stop ourselves from moving forward with things because someone else told us we weren't good enough, or someone else told us that we can't do something, we believe what they have said about us and we don't try. And some of the other podcast episodes that I have are on empowerment, self-esteem. And the reason why I do these episodes in this way, I'm trying to share through my life experiences, because I know so many other women experience these kinds of things. So many women experience abusive relationships and negative self-talk. We have it so much, and it hurts me when I see other women think poorly of themselves or negatively. And I feel like more women than not go through this. And so when I share these experiences, or I share some of the strategies and methods that I've used, they've worked for me. And I hope that you can use them so that they can work for you too. Because I believe in the power of the feminine. I believe in it so much. We have so much power. We have the ability to persevere, and the power to create and change and empower ourselves, our teams, our communities. But we can never get to that point until and unless we get over that negative self-talk. We can never achieve great things if we don't believe in ourselves and we don't push ourselves. And we can never inspire others if we don't inspire ourselves first. And it all starts and comes back to mindset. So are you going to continue having that fixed mindset or the negative mindset? Or are you going to challenge yourself and have a growth mindset and learn to transform that negative self-talk into something positive. And positive affirmations are something that truly, truly helps. And it's very similar to the exercise that I shared with you a few minutes ago about writing down your negative self-talk, writing down the trigger experience, and then writing that that transformation growth mindset or positive mindset thought. And an affirmation is a positive, what's the word I want to use? It's a positive, this good word I want to use. I can't think of it. I gotta go past that because I can't think of the word, but it's an affirmation. It's just a set of positive words for an idea to help you believe something. So as an example, an affirmation is, I am beautiful. It's as simple as that. That's an affirmation. I'm affirming that I'm beautiful. Another affirmation is, I am a healthy, vibrant person. I am a positive person. I live my life with joy and happiness. So these are all positive affirmations. And one of the activities that I've done over the years is writing down these positive affirmations and sticking them on different areas of my house, like on post-it notes. So some in the bathroom, some in my bedroom, some in the kitchen, and different areas so that when I go to that area, I'm able to read that affirmation. And you start reading these affirmations over and over and over until they start taking the place of some of those negative self thoughts. And again, you're creating new neural pathways for this positive mindset to form and to develop. And the more you do it, the stronger it becomes until it becomes your natural pattern. And that negative pattern will eventually disappear. So today, after years of work, and again, it takes time. None of these things are easy. None of these things happen overnight. And that's the thing, is a lot of people want things to happen right away. And we just need to have patience. This is all a process. Life is a process and things take time. So give yourself the space and the time to try, implement, develop, and become. And have that vision of yourself, of who you want to be and who you truly are. And it's time that she comes out. It's time that she lives out her purpose. So give her the tools that she needs to be that beautiful, shining person that's there, that's been hiding. It's time for her to come out. So release her and help her. And this is one of those ways that you can, is through having a positive mindset. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I hope you picked up some tips and tricks that you can implement into your life today, right now. Additionally, like I've said before, we have a contest every Tuesday for anyone that listens to the podcast, comments, screenshots it, and posts it to their social media and tags us. We will enter you into the contest to win a free prize, which is a Sexy Boss Babe nail set and an additional surprise gift. And this week's winner is Iris Garcia. Thank you for posting, Iris, and thank you for being loyal and listening. We're running the same contest every week for the rest of the season. So every time you listen to one of our episodes, go ahead and screenshot it, post it to your social media, tag us. Our handle for social media is @thesexybossbabe. If you want to get to know more about us, visit our website, www.sexybossbabe.com. And if you'd like to get to know me better, feel free to follow me on social media on my personal page, @thearzo. Yusuf, ARZOYUSUF. Thank you guys so much for listening. I always appreciate you, and I look forward to our upcoming episodes. Thanks again, and have a great day. One last thing, guys. As a reminder, we're a social impact company. And for every purchase of a Sexy Boss Babe product, we're able to support charities that help foster youth and survivors of sex trafficking. There are 500,000 kids in the American foster care system, and 60% of sex trafficking victims are either former or current foster youth. This demographic needs our help, and before we can do that, we need to raise awareness. We've started an awareness campaign using the hashtag SBBMovement. You can help us raise the awareness through using that hashtag. To learn more about this cause and this movement and what more you can do, please visit our website at www.sexybossbabe.com. We really believe that together we can make a difference. Thank you for listening.